This Friday's grand reopening of Global Village Gifts in Logan marks an important milestone for the store and its founder, Sally Keller. The alternative gift market has been open for 10 years, and to celebrate, store organizers are inviting the public to a special ribbon-cutting ceremony March 8th at 12 o'clock. Later that evening, Keller will receive one of three Distinguished Service Awards at USU's Founders Day event. Looking back on a life of service, Keller says it was her passion for fair trade that kept her going.
The exciting thing to me about fair trade is that we know the products we order from our vendors, they're not only lovely products, but they represent the culture and the people where they were made.
The fair trade concept helps artisans around the world make a fair living, building handicrafts and jewelry. Keller says her program gives suppliers a stronger sense of worth and can completely change their outlook on life.
For me, the value is helping people understand and recognize the difference that fair trade makes in their lives.
In one case, a group of women artisans in Mali even saw their health problems disappear when they knew their work mattered to someone.
Someone had the foresight to introduce bead making, jewelry making to them, and it just made all the difference in the world to these women. It lifted their spirits, it gave them something to do, and then when they found out that those items were being sold in other countries, it just empowered them.
Global Village Gifts is stocked with hundreds of items from 30 different countries. The store, at its new location at 69 East 100 North, is one of only two Fair Trade Federation retailers in the state. Store manager Julie Barker says each of the products inside comply with the core principles of fair trade.
We want people to understand the importance of artisans receiving a living wage, and it impacts not only their lives but their communities. Their families have a way of getting their children educated. Women are empowered because most of the artisans that work with us are women.
She answered the question she's been getting a lot lately. Why did the store move?
The main reason we wanted to move was location. Being closer to Main Street and the activity that's going on closer into town was a good reason to move. And retail location is everything.
Barker also reflected on what it's been like to work with Sally Keller through the years.
Without her persevering and determination, this would have never happened.
Working around social inequality has been part of Keller's life from early on. As a young wife and mother living in the South in the 1950s, she questioned the roles of the African-American women who worked in her home and in the homes of her neighbors. She recalled feeling uneasy watching a woman change a light bulb while she stood by and watched.
That wasn't my place. Well, I'm going to stand down here on the ground and let somebody twice my age climb up there and put the light bulb in. You know, it just opened my eyes to some of these injustices and these problems that I hadn't thought about before. I'd led a pretty sheltered, quiet life and had a wonderful childhood and many opportunities. And so to be exposed to people who accept being what I would call mistreated was very eye-opening.
So with a career of service behind her now, Keller says what really mattered through it all was knowing she made a difference in the lives of the artists whose handicraft items are now for sale right here in Logan. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.